Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
My name is Andy, and this is the most magical podcast on Earth. When I'm not on holiday at Walt Disney World, I'm planning a holiday to Disney. When I'm not planning a holiday to Disney, I'm talking about Disney with other UK fans like me who make the trip to Orlando and the House of the Mouse. So if you too are mad about Mickey, then this is the podcast for you. Or maybe you're the Disney novice just thinking about or maybe rearranging your first trip to Walt Disney World and you thought that the World Showcase was one of the rounds on The Price is Right, well then this really is the podcast for you. Every week, I'll be chatting to other Disney superfans from around the UK to share their memories of their magical times. And this week, we chat to Steph and Dave, aka Disney vloggers, Crispy S'more, who've both worked at Walt Disney World. And did you know that you could do this?
You used to pick a family and one of the children used to basically, they start the fireworks for Illuminations.
More Disney memories and top tips from Steph and Dave. Also, we'll get the latest Walt Disney World news. We'll answer some of your Walt Disney World questions as well. And another top dining tip. Everything you need to know to have the most magical time. And make sure you keep in touch. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We are at PodMagical. This is the most magical podcast on Earth as part of the Secret Recordings Network. And today, it's our first birthday. Ah, who'd have thought 12 months ago we'd still be here every Friday chatting Walt Disney World at a time when Walt Disney World isn't even open at the minute. So we're here with regular podcasts every Friday. We've had over 50 guests, 50 different stories, 50 loads of top tips and different magical memories that everybody has had. So whether you've been listening since episode one, when we had Sophie on, she was the one who managed to get those few nights for free at Grand Floridian, or whether this is the first time you've heard the podcast. If you have, welcome along. There's loads to catch up on. You've got over 50 episodes. We've been talking about DVC. We've been talking about Give Kids the World. We've had guests who've stayed there. We've had guests who've done Run Disney. Adam Hatton's been on. So there's plenty for you to catch up on between now and your next Walt Disney World trip. And this week's guest, I'm so excited that they've come on for our first birthday, Steph and Dave, who are Crispy S'more. If you've been watching their vlogs recently, I've just finished watching their California vlogs, but we'll chat to them in a bit. We'll get through some of your top tips and we'll get through all this week's news as well. Of course, one of the big stories that broke over the last 24 hours is that Splash Mountain is getting a makeover. It's been questioned for quite a while. It's based on the film Song of the South, which has got a lot of historical themes. I think that's probably the best way to describe it. Well, it has been confirmed that Splash Mountain in both Walt Disney World Florida and Disneyland California is going to be getting a Princess Tiana makeover. Princess and the Frog will be the new theme for Splash Mountain. And the storyline of the attraction is going to continue from the end of the film when Tiana and her prince share their first kiss. That's where the story for the attraction is going to pick up. So they're all going to be getting ready for the first ever Mardi Gras. And I love the music on Princess and the Frog. And I think it's going to be fantastic. Sometimes you get a bit questionable and there's a lot of debate whether it's right to make over an iconic attraction like Splash Mountain. I think in this case, it is bang on and I cannot wait to go on that attraction. So that's one big news story of the week. We've got a lot of other news to get through and we've had a lot of questions about some of the big news stories of the last 7 days. For example, a lot of people have been asking about the new park reservation system. Ben has sent me a message to say, okay, we're going in May next year. We've not got a resort reservation because we're not staying on site and we've not got resort tickets. Does that mean we're not going to be able to get our park reservations? I will go through a little bit more about all the news that's come out in the last 7 days. But basically, Ben, for you, yes, you can buy park tickets now for next year. And once you've got your park tickets, that means you can then go attach them to your My Disney Experience app. And then you can go in and start booking your reservations for your park days. There's no park hopping anymore. It's one park per day. And anytime between when the parks open and September next year, you can start to book your park days. I think they're kind of going to be leaning. So I think they're basically stripped back to the bare essentials. But more on park reservations and everything that's been going on, all the big news in this week very soon. But right now, let's get to our first birthday podcast guests. Do I call you Steph and Dave or shall I call you Crispy S'mores? Well, how do you want to be known as?
Steph and Dave is fine.
Yeah,
I'll do that.
Yeah.
that being your name. Let's get it out the way. If anybody's not seen your videos, why you're called Crispy S'mores?
Well, we were coming up with a name, obviously, and we just didn't want to be a Steph and Dave name channel. And I just said to Dave one time, out of all the confectionery treats that you could pick down Main Street in that shop, what would you choose? You decided.
I said chocolate covered s'more.
Mm-hmm. And then I decided a crispy treat. And then we just put the two together and here we are.
And there were a few times that said s'more crispy or chocolate treat. And we were like, that doesn't sound right.
Chocolate went, covered crispy. I was
And we went crispy s'more. We went, oh, that's not too bad, actually.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
And then we stuck from there onwards.
Your recent videos, because you've just come back. Well, I say you've just come back, but we've just watched the series that you did in California. It's kind of like yours in California and Adam Hatton's, who was at Walt Disney World at the same time. They've kind of like scratched the itch for me because we were watching them as the parks have been closed. And you were there on the actual very last day, weren't you, with Disneyland?
Yeah, we were in DC, or we were in Disneyland area. Then we were, and then I just remember people were messaging us going, have you seen the announcement? And we were just like, oh, yeah, this is happening. And then, yeah, it was like Adam and us planned this sort of like, you go to Florida and you go to Cali and then we'll see what happens. But no, it was literally just out of the moment.
Yeah.
And it was an interesting moment to be there, but yeah, it was just such a crazy time. And like, obviously we're in crazy moments right now, but it was a different experience. But like I said, the teams in both theme parks did an amazing job.
And so, were you right at the very end of your holiday? Were you about to come home anyway?
The day it closed, the official day Disneyland closed, was the day we were actually originally flying. So it was lucky that this was happening to a point, even though, you know, and we did lose out on one day ticket, which they sorted out. But yeah, it was literally the day we were flying home was the day they closed. So
yeah, we were very fortunate.
Yeah, very fortunate.
The time that we had. And even if we were there for the extra day that we weren't meant to be there, we wouldn't have covered everything that we said we were going to do anyway.
No, so, exactly.
Gives you an excuse to go back. And it was your first time there as well, wasn't it?
Yes. First time.
Yeah.
So like, I've been there when I was really young, but when you're at that age, you don't really remember things. Like there's a few little bits that I remember, but it was our first time together. So yeah, it was a special time.
It was definitely first time for me.
Let's talk about first times at Walt Disney World. Was your first time there together or had you been separately before?
We've been separately. So I think my first time was back in 92 with my family. And then we went back out there in 94. And then I didn't really return until I started my ICP program. That was in 05. And in between university, I decided I wanted to work for Disney for 3 months. So it fell in nicely. And I just worked for 3 months. I worked at MGM Studios, which is Hollywood Studios now. I worked as custodial there. And I had a lovely roommate called Gemma, who was on your podcast.
Ah, recently. Yeah. She worked in the
podcast. So there we go. The small. It's
a small world after all.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty much.
What about yourself, Dave? When was the first time you went?
I was very young when I went to Walt Disney World. I think MGM was around, but Animal Kingdom hadn't been built that time, so it would just have been the three parks. But I mainly remember Magic Kingdom and MGM, and I think that would have been about 93, maybe 94. So I don't remember much of it. And then obviously I went to California, but I've only got photos of that, which I have. My mum and dad still have those, and you can kind of see the, you know, obviously old Disneyland. And then I didn't go back until 2008, which is when I did the International Cultural Representative Program at Epcot. So from then in between, I think it must have been like at least like over 15 years I haven't been to a Disney park. And
wow.
I just I decided to do that program, and that's where I met Steph, and then that's how we got together there through that college, that program.
Yeah. So, do you remember the first time you met?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
I was on the bus heading towards Epcot for work, and you only just arrived with one of our friends, Amy.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, he seems nice. You were a little shy, weren't you?
Well, yeah, I think it'd been my second day. So like after the first day, you have like traditions and sort of stuff like that. And then I think I was like just settling into my apartment because like, I had a shared apartment with like, I think it was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 other people, and they were all from like Mexico, Norway, Thailand. So kind of like you kind of in and bust with new people and you're trying to make new friends and everything. And then I remember Steph saying, oh, hi, nice to see you. I was like, hello. And then, that started from there.
Oh, I mean, I suppose, you know, if you want to find your life partner, it's got to be somebody who's into Disney for both of you. So what better place to go?
It ticks the boxes. Yeah, that's the box. Like, oh, yeah, we've got Disney. That's covered. Yeah, good.
That's not going to be an awkward conversation, you know, when you move in and all your Lion King pictures go up on the walls, you know?
Yeah.
How many times do you think you've been since? How many times do you reckon you've been to Walt Disney World, not including when you were working there?
Oh, gosh.
I'd say it's at least
10, 15,
yeah, at least.
A lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. But yeah, it's hard to really think because I think it's about at least, I'd say for me, it's probably about 12 to 13 times I've been to Disney, besides not working there.
Yeah.
If you're working there, probably about 14 times.
I just wish they had like a loyalty points scheme sort of thing, and you know, the amount of times that you go,
like a stamp system, and then when you come back after the 20th time, you get a free day in.
Might have a free coffee, you know?
do you go like every year? Do you have to go? Like your year's not complete unless you've been to one of the parks.
I say when we started our vlogs in 2014, we were always trying to go at least every year. And then I think now we're sort of in the phase of, we like to go 1 year, maybe I have a year out, try and either travel to a different country, like if it has a Disney park, that's great. But if not, then like try and travel somewhere else, then go back. As the parks are always changing every time, you know, there's always new attractions, new shows, new things. But we just want to visit more of different other countries as well and see their, you know, the culture.
And that was difficult. That was difficult for us to actually decide, no, we're not going to Disney, because I mean, we don't only just go there just for a holiday. We see all of our Disney family that we used to work with, and you know, we've got creator friends that are out there as well. So it was very difficult to be like, right, we're not going to have like a big holiday every year in Florida, because we do want to go to like what you say, we do want to go to other Disney parks, also travel the Real World Showcase as well.
That's a great idea, isn't it? Tick them all off.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, we're quite far. We've done quite a few countries.
Got a few countries left, but yeah.
In terms of Disney parks, are you a member of the Six Castle Club yet?
No.
we're two castles away.
Yeah.
Which two Empire have you not done?
So we've done Tokyo. We did that with Tim and Jen. We've been to Disneyland Paris many times. Yeah. Obviously, Florida. California, we just did this year. So Hong Kong and Shanghai is our sort of next phase in the plan in the future.
Have you got a favorite out of all of them?
Tokyo.
Everybody says it. I've not been to Tokyo. That was my plan for next year, but it's not going to happen.
Oh my god. Oh, when you do go there, it's going to be worth the wait, because it's just the most surrealist sort of experience. It's amazing. The experience is amazing, even from just landing in Japan.
Yeah,
the whole process of everything, going over to your, you know, to your hotel, and just everything is just so, it's just done right. It's great.
California is like really close behind Tokyo.
Yeah.
But yeah, Tokyo is just, the cast members are amazing. The rides are really good. The people in Japan are just so polite and kind, and can't say any bad thing about Tokyo Japan Disneyland, to be honest.
No.
And Tokyo Disney Sea is just incredible.
Oh my gosh, blown away.
Let's talk about Walt Disney World. Let's talk about some of your favourite things in Walt Disney World. Have you got, and this is a difficult question, and you can only have one, favourite attraction?
Flights of Passage for me.
Why?
It used to be Tower of Terror a lot, but then Flight of Passage kind of took over that.
Yeah. Do we want to,
you can have one each.
It's a carbon copy of Disneyland, isn't it?
Yeah.
Exactly. Because I'm going to say that, even though I've not been on it in Walt Disney World, but I've been on it in Disneyland.
Yeah, technically it's the same, yeah.
I was very extra on that ride, and there was every right to be amazing. I mean, I just couldn't keep my mouth shut. Just so blown away by it all.
I will say one thing as well. Guardians of the Galaxy ride in California is incredible as well. A close second for me now.
Yeah. Agreed.
Because it's really weird, because the first time I went on it, I thought, I'm going to hate this because it's not Tower of Terror. What have they done? And then you experience it, and it's the same ride, but it's very different.
It works so well.
It's nice to see the ride going on the ride, and everyone's like enjoying the music, and the, you know, it's, it feels like you're in a boog, like a lift, like you're boogieing around, like everyone's like enjoying it, and it's just so weird. Normally, like you said, when you're on that ride, you're expecting to be frightened and sort of scared, but to have it flip the other way is just, it's such a clever idea to do it, and we just love it.
They should have called it Guardians of the Galaxy Disco Lift. They should have rebranded it. In terms of favorite places to stay at Walt Disney World, have you got a favorite resort?
Now, we've never stayed there before, but we really want to. I mean, the amount of times that I've sat in the lobby for long enough where I've become part of the furniture. It's Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Yeah.
Definitely. There's something about it there in Wilderness Lodge. I don't know. Maybe it's just the aesthetics. It just looks so calming.
Like the wooden features.
I just love the wooden features. Yeah.
The Wilderness Lodge is nice because you get to sit by the fire with the rocking chair.
It is nice. Yeah. I do like that resort.
The place that we stayed, though, probably at the moment, is Pop Century, was our favourite place that we stayed. If you're talking about a place that we actually stayed in.
I would say as well, French Quarter. Oh, you I thought that was very quaint as well. I've stayed there with my parents before, and that, yeah, that is a really quaint, lovely, quiet area.
Because the fact that it's just that slightly smaller resort and you've got the one bus stop, a lot of people love French Quarter for that.
Exactly. There's not numerous stops on the resort. It's lovely.
And they sell beignets.
And they've got a nice little boat that takes you to Disney Springs.
What about favourite restaurants?
Say Sci-Fi Diner. I quite like that retro feel, and the food is really nice, and the service is really good because it's quite funny.
I mean, I've got a favourite in every category, if that helps.
Oh, go for it, Steph.
You know, like favourite character buffet. Oh, it's a joint between like Tusker House and Garden Grill.
Garden Grill, yeah.
I mean, Garden Grill, you don't have to move. It's great.
That's true. That's true. The food comes to you.
So yeah, the food comes to you. I do like Tiffin's as well, if you wanted a really nice sort of...
Fancy dinner.
Yeah. Date night.
Animal Kingdom.
Or anniversary sort of celebrations or birthday celebration. That's a good place.
Steph and Dave, Crispy S'more, our first birthday podcast guests. We'll chat some more in a bit. I know you've got some good tips about when it comes to booking and getting a deal. So we'll get some more of your Disney stories and tips very soon after we've updated you on all the latest news. So we haven't done a news update for quite a while because, well, there's not really been a lot to say. But in the last 7 days since the last podcast, there's been a lot to say. It always seems to be that Walt Disney World breaks big news stories on a Friday. They kind of like drop the mic and then let it go for the weekend. So this is what's happened in the last week since the last podcast. So the theme park reservation system was announced and is now up and running after a few days of... Well, it didn't go that smoothly, shall we say, when it launched on Monday. But it is up and running now. So if you have park tickets, you can book your park days. Remember, it's one park per day. There is no park hopping anymore. If you are an annual pass holder, you can book 3 days at a time. That's your limit. If you have got a hotel reservation, if you're staying on site, you can book up to 14 days if you have a resort stay. So if you're booking on like a 15-day or 16-day trip, you will have to book your last 2 days on the first 2 days once you've used your park reservations, if you know what I mean. And you can book up to September next year. So from any time now, really, up to September next year. So if you've got your ticket sorted, you need to have a ticket, link it to your My Disney Experience, and you can start booking your theme park days. I guess they will start expanding the number of availability depending on what happens in the current situation. Obviously, if you've been looking at the news over the last couple of weeks, actually, the case in Florida in terms of coronavirus cases, it's been quite high over the last week or two, particularly. But just keep an eye on that. If you have booked a holiday up to now, to September, you can start getting them theme park days in. Other news that's kind of attached to this, there is no more free magic bands from next year. If you've got your hotel reservation, you're staying at Disney, you usually get the free magic bands. You've probably got a drawer full if you've been a number of times. They won't be free as of next year. Instead, you can buy them. You can still buy them for a discount. You can also use your phone, and also they'll give you a Key to the World card, which will act as your magic band hotel key, that kind of thing. Parades are going to be out for the time being, parades and fireworks, although there will be surprise character moments in all the parks, not just Magic Kingdom. So some of the characters will be appearing on water at Animal Kingdom, which I think is a great idea, in cars at Hollywood Studios and around World Showcase in Epcot, which is quite nice. You just don't know when it's going to be. In terms of character dining, there's only one character dining option at the moment, which is Topolino's Terrace at Riviera, which is now open. That opened when the resorts opened on Monday. So Topolino's Terrace, you can meet Painter Mickey and Ballerina Daisy, and it's kind of like very quick character interactions. You can't get too close, but you can get a selfie, and they do run around. So if you want to get your character fixed, that's where you go at the moment. Other buffets are switching up to family style. So for example, Chef Mickey's, where you usually go up and get food like a buffet situation, it's going to be more they will bring you the food and it will be unlimited, but you just stay where you are at the moment. Chef Mickey's, though, isn't, well, you won't see Chef Mickey. He'll be out the back making the food, won't he? Be Our Guest, they have changed their restaurant options as well, so no more quick service at Be Our Guest. If you used to go for breakfast or lunch to use your quick service dining credit, which was great, I used to love doing that at breakfast, because you get in at 8 before the park opened at 9, you'd be on Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. It was one of my favourite things to do. No more quick service at Be Our Guest. It's now going to be table service only at lunch and dinner, and it's a fixed price menu. I think it's $62 at the minute, or 2 credits on the dining plan. 5th of July, that's when Epcot opens its doors. Epcot and Hollywood Studios opens on the 15th of July, and that's when the Epcot Food and Wine Festival will start. It usually only opens towards the end of summer, kind of like September time. 15th of July, when Epcot opens, the Food and Wine Festival is going to be open. No Eat to the Beat concert series, and there's going to be a limited number of food pavilions, but you can still get your fix if you're going to be there. Halloween parties have also been cancelled. Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, not happening this year. In terms of Christmas parties, if you're booked for like November, December, hoping to do the Christmas party, tickets for that are not yet on sale and no decision has been made on that as of yet. Don't forget, if any more news comes out, probably at the time you're listening to this podcast, there's been more news overnight, because as I say, Friday seemed to be the big day for Disney news. But keep an eye on our socials, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We are at PodMagical. Give us a follow, give us a like, and we'll keep you updated with anything goes on. And if you want to be a podcast guest, like Crispy Smore, Steph and Dave, then just DM me, give me a shout, say, I want to come on the podcast, Andy, we'll get you on for a bit of a chat. Now, Steph and Dave, I know you both, well, you met working at Walt Disney World as cast members. So in terms of magical moments and favourite memories, either as a guest or as a cast member, what are your favourite magical memories?
Magical moments, I think, like when we worked there, you know, you would work possibly 7 days a week, 12 hours shifts and stuff, but then actually just making the magic for a family or just going that extra bit further for them just is it's worth every single moment working for them.
From working as a cast member, I'd say the bit when we used to start the fireworks at Frozen Crown. I don't know if they do that anymore. I can't remember. I did hear a few people say they'd still do it, but you used to pick a family and one of the children used to basically, they start the fireworks for Illuminations.
What? I didn't know about this.
Yeah. We used to have it all the time.
We had everything.
But yeah, we used to have a wand and have like to talk to them and saying what's happened. And so like, Mickey's called and sort of.
He's stuck on the monorail.
Yeah, Goofy's crashed the monorail. And
well, we didn't say crashed.
Well, Goofy was driving the monorail.
Health and safety.
And Mickey's called up and asked you, and we'll do a little bit of teamwork with the other sort of cast members to try and find the name of the kid to say, John, you know, they've asked for you, John. And then it'd be like me, and then it was really amazing. I used to love that all the time. It's been my favorite thing ever. And then probably as a guest, I don't know why I find this one the most memorable, but it was the time when we were in Hollywood Studios. We had Arlo backpack.
Yeah.
So I remember I bought Arlo and we used to sort of stick him in my backpack and he'd have his head sort of poking out over my shoulder and people used to kind of laugh and the cast member would be like, stop, we have to take photos. And he sat there for about 20 minutes just going like a full photo shoot.
Proper portfolio photo shoot.
I think he was finishing his shift and you just kind of walked past and went, we have to take photos. And we were just sitting there for 20 minutes outside Hollywood Studios taking loads of photos. And I just loved it because he took their time out of the day to do it and just loved to do that. And that's probably my most memorable one.
I think another one was my 30th at Sana.
Yeah.
And you organised this big massive cake.
I did, yeah.
Everything was just planned perfectly without me knowing everything.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, like, you know, it's just the little touches that they do to make it special.
The comedy value of that was the fact they spelt your name wrong.
Yeah.
Steppy.
Yeah, that still lingers.
Steppy.
It's all right. Yeah.
they missed the H, so you're called Steppy.
You have to pay extra for the H.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Have you got any planning tips? Now, which is a bit strange at the minute, talking about planning tips, because there's no fast passes and there's no booking your dining reservation 6 months out. But in terms of planning, have you got any kind of strategies or tips for that?
Yeah, we've got quite a few, actually.
One thing that we do a lot is, and this we don't normally, so I know normally people normally pick like, they'll go straight through the Disney Holiday website or through like companies that do the dine-in plan included. I say always look, trying to maybe do things separate. You can maybe save a lot of money that way. So like we use a lot like Skyscanner for flights, even the hotel section. An example would be obviously our California trip that we just did. Mm-hmm. Normally the flights are around about, I don't know, £600-700 at least per person direct. So, but we got our flights, we had to lay over a few places, one at Las Vegas and then on the way home back to the UK, we had to lay over in New York. But the flights only cost us £600 for the both of us. We obviously went hand luggage, so that obviously weighs into effect because only we were going for a short while. So the best thing to do is to look through flights and do things separately if it's viable. B, if you want to stick with one airline, try and maybe push the air mile sort of system. So like we're with British Airways, we always use Avios points to try, you know, from our regular shopping. So say if I want to buy some clothes like an ASOS or something, I'll go, oh, can I get Avios points with that? And it kind of builds up and you can get a discount, you know, for your flight. So you're saving more money and things like that.
Mm.
Sometimes even staying off site can save a load of money.
Yeah.
Like we always stay at the Clarion Inn. Clarion Inn is like our number one hotel to stay.
Base, isn't it?
Yeah. We can normally stay there for 2 weeks for about £600-700 just for the hotel for one room with two beds in there. And if you're with a family, that's great. So you can share the beds and stuff like that. So, you know, sometimes just doing that, even though like staying in the Disney bubble
is great,
you know, with dining plan included, you can save a lot of money.
I think that's it, just being realistic on your budget.
Yeah,
I mean, you can pretty much get a Disney, you can have an amazing Florida trip no matter what budget you're actually going for. So to make the magic and to make everything all perfect all relies on yourselves and your family, and it's just you guys having the best time ever. So just being really realistic on how much you can afford, you know, to put away every month, sort of thing. And yeah, just have a little browse around. There's no harm in, I mean, we just love just like shopping constantly for like the best deals of like flights and everything like that. Anyway, that we're just kind of strange in that sort of situation.
Yeah, literally our search history is Florida 2021.
Clear in the cookies.
Yeah, clear the history so then we can. But that's another tip. Yeah, clear. Whenever you're looking for flights or trips and stuff, always clear your cookies. When you go onto your website or your Chrome or whatever it is, you can clear the history and it always says cookies. And whenever you do that, it always, for some reason, the price seems to drop. So I think it's because you're always going on a certain website. It will know that you're constantly checking and sometimes they may bump the price up.
Yeah.
And try and travel in between the week as well.
Yeah.
So like on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, sometimes it tends to be a little bit cheaper.
These are great tips. Obviously, at the minute, a lot of people have had their holidays cancelled or they're panicking because they had free dining and now they've not got free dining, and then they're adding on free dining next year, or they're paying for dining. It's got really expensive. But sometimes that free dining, when you look at other hotels and other ways,
I mean, that's the thing. When it comes to dining plan, it may be a shock to the system when you see how much it actually costs. But if you actually divide it all out, you know, of how much you're going to be spending per day, it is a massive saving. You're going to get fed. And to be honest, I remember trying to do dining plan for 3 days, wasn't it, that time when we were at Colorado Springs?
Yeah.
And yeah, that was a lot of food, even for 3 days.
Yeah.
And we love our food. And it was just like, you get a lot for your money. You really do.
So have you got another trip planned? Are you looking at maybe going this year?
I mean, this year's a total write-off, I think. I mean, for obvious reasons, and I can totally understand.
Like, the only thing we were considering would be like, depending if things ease in Paris, we may try and maybe do something for Christmas. That was an idea, but of course it's still up in the air right now.
We were meant to go on a Disney cruise in September, and that's not gonna happen. So it's fine. We'll just do it another day. It's fine. Yeah. You know, sort of thing. But yeah, I think, to be honest, we're just this year, like what Dave says, when it's safe to do so, to travel, and you know, once we understand what's going on with the, you know, the quarantine sort of things, you know, when you get back to the UK, whether or not you have to quarantine for 14 days and all of that. We'll see what's going on with all of that and take it from there.
Yeah, but, like you say, I think keeping your eye on Paris is probably a good eye. We're going to do that in October. We're going to go get our Disney fix. We can't go through a year without going to a Disney park. So at least with Paris, even if you have to drive over there and stay in your car, so you've kind of like got your own privacy there. And obviously they announced this week they're going to be reopened on July the 15th. But like you say, it's the 14-day quarantine when we get back. Will we have to do that?
Yeah, I mean, this is it. No one's ever been in this situation before. And, you know, you've just got to take every day as it comes. And
As much as there's
recently the cancellation of Mickey's Not So Scary, that's not happening this year. And I was really surprised by that. I mean, I thought it would probably carry on, you know, in October time maybe, but at the same time, I was like, you've got to do what you've got to do. And, you know, if it helps reduce that rate down sort of thing and helps get everything back on their feet, especially for like next year or something like that.
Well, it's been great talking to you.
Lovely talking to you too.
Yeah, thank you so much for inviting us. It's really cool. And happy birthday as well.
Thank you.
It's the cake.
First birthday of the podcast, and today is also Stitch's birthday. It's all worked like a dream. Happy birthday.
Yes. Oh, we must have cake. It's the cake.
Any excuse for cake.
Exactly. Yes.
Maybe it will make a crispy treat, but it's not in a Mickey Mouse shape.
Just make sure that, you know, it charges you extra for H's.
Meanwhile, we can't go to Walt Disney World at the minute, but you've got loads of videos we can catch up on, and I'm going to go and have a look at your Japan trip again with I forgot to ask how you know the trackers. How do you know Tim Tracker and Jen?
So it was one of the Halloween Horror Nights events, and I remember some people were kind of tweeting us out saying, oh, Tim and Jen are out there as well, you should meet up. And then I remember, and then Jen replied to that tweet, said, oh, we would love to meet up with you guys. And then it kind of just said, okay. And then we were just sort of DMing each other saying, oh, let's meet up here. And then we said hello. And then they literally were just like, we'll hang out tomorrow. And we kind of were just sitting there going, is this real? What's happening? Like, what, how? We literally, there were such lovely people. And
I think that's it. We had one drink and then that was it. We've been really good friends since.
You clicked.
And then,
We love them a bit.
Yeah, and then like they were like, "Oh, we should go to Tokyo." And then we were just like, "Okay, this is crazy." And then
it was one of those spare at the moment things going. Should we go? Like the last minute deals right now, and we went, "Let's do it."
Sure,
let's go.
And now you're glad you did, for sure.
Yeah,
we did. So glad we did.
Yeah, it was a great trip.
Well, we'll catch up on those videos. Meanwhile, I've got to say, have a magical day.
Oh, you too.
Have a magical day as well, mate.
If you fancy joining me on the podcast, you love talking about Walt Disney World. I mean, who doesn't? That's why you're listening to this podcast. Just give me a shout. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We are at Pod Magical. We've got a top tip of the week this week. Always end the podcast with Andy's top tip of the week. And over the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about the best ways to budget for food, because a lot of people had free dining. That has now been taken away. No dining plan at all into next year. So you actually, over the last couple of weeks, have been sending me some great tips on how best to just save a little bit of money over at Walt Disney World on food. Now, some of the establishments, particularly quite a lot of the ones at Disney Springs, have got loyalty cards and loyalty apps. So if you download the app, for example, Chicken Guy or Blaze Pizza, if you've got the Blaze Pizza mobile app, you can get some offers on there. The Patina Group have got a loyalty program. They've got a number of restaurants at Walt Disney World. So included in that, you will get free birthday vouchers. So when you subscribe, I think it says you subscribe, you get a $25 voucher to subscribe, and then you get another $25 on your birthday. They own like the Edison down at Disney Springs and Morimoto, the Italian restaurants in Epcot as well. So look out for loyalty programs. And another top tip, obviously, watch Crispy S'more. Subscribe to their YouTube channel, I guess, this week. Also, Disney Food Blog is great to watch. There's a lot of top tips from AJ, who runs that. She's fantastic. So subscribe to that as well if you're looking for ways just to save money, especially on food at Walt Disney World. And there's my top tip of the week this week. Check out for those loyalty offers. If you've got any more top tips, you know where we are. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We are at Pod Magical. Do get in touch. I'd love to share your tips on the podcast. If you don't want to come on for a chat, I can just read your messages, and do get in touch. I'd always love to hear from you. If you are a new listener to the podcast, don't forget, we are here every Friday. We've got a brand new podcast every Friday. We've got a brand new guest every Friday. So many memories to talk about, and there's a lot to catch up on. You've got a year's worth of podcasts now, over 50 guests with different stories and different experiences. So hit that subscribe button, whether you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, and we'll be back with a brand new podcast and a brand new guest next Friday. And until then, please stand clear of the doors.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.